WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members have unanimously decided to appoint someone to fill the remaining year or so of a vacant position. Last night's decision followed an executive session of nearly 1.5 hours on that topic and a review of Superintendent Tommy Wallace's performance. There are at least 3 people interested in finishing the unexpired term of John Street, who resigned earlier this month because he was moving out of the district. Those who are interested have until October 17th to contact Board President Doug Wannenberger. The victim's boyfriend is arrested in a murder over the weekend. 21-year-old Mary Carmen Quiros Octaviano, a student at Texas A&M, was found dead in her apartment on Saturday after College Station police received a tip. Her boyfriend, 22-year-old Victor Garcia Loyo of Del Valle, became a person of interest, and police made contact with him over the phone. He agreed to come back to College Station for questioning, but never arrived. Lieutenant Steve Brock says they were able to track him by cell phone.
We went to Fort Worth with the assistance of Fort Worth Police Department, and tracking his cell phone, we were able to find him at a residence. Their police department were able to make contact with him. When they did, he was in possession of Mary Carmen's driver's license and the 9mm handgun that we believe was used to shoot Mary Carmen.
Garcia Loyo confessed to shooting the victim several times while they were having an argument on Friday and shot himself in the hand during the altercation. He is charged with murder. Texas A&M University police are looking for 2 suspects who allegedly stole parking permits and tried to sell them on Craigslist. Amanda Gallegos and Tiffany M. Taylor of Bryan are believed to have stolen the permits from mailboxes. Both suspects have previous theft convictions. Anyone with information is asked to contact UPD. Tonight's Blinn College Trustees meeting takes up 4 projects affecting both Brazos County campuses.
Trustees will consider 3 items on Bryan's main campus. One is of particular interest to residential neighborhoods on the other side of Villa Maria. That's awarding a contract that will eventually clear out campus ponds and Briar Creek in order to reduce flooding downstream. If approved, a design could be ready to send to possible construction companies next February. Trustees will also take action on modifying the North Campus access off Villa Maria to allow traffic leaving campus to make a right turn. A 3rd contract covers landscaping and permits. If approved, work on both could start as soon as mid-October and be finished by next February. And administrators have made a recommendation for a construction manager of Blinn's first academic building at Texas A&M's Rellis Center. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Impact fees and wastewater rate increases are among items to be discussed at this week's College Station City Council meeting. Mayor Nancy Berry says there has been little pushback about the proposed budget.
The first public hearing, we had one person speak, and last week I think there were 3 people who spoke.
Director of Water Services Dave Coleman has proposed an 8% increase of the wastewater rate.
For the average family, it'll only be about, I think, 50 cents to a dollar on their monthly bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's necessitated just because we have rising prices of our commodities. What we pay for electricity to run the plants has gone up. All of our expenses, our labor costs have gone up. And so the rate increase will cover that.
Coleman says the increase will also cover some of the additional capital needs which are needed for expansions to both wastewater plants. He says the proposed impact fee is a one-time fee for new connections and will keep rate increases for all customers as low as possible. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. At Superior, we have a great new deal on qualifying Trane heating and cooling systems. For a limited time, you can get a trade-in allowance up to $2,000 or get special financing for 5 years. Your choice. Find us online for details at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see Superior or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
It's 7:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to taking care of that, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's some weather.
High pressure remains stalled over the central United States. The sunshine and the warm weather continue into the end of the work week. All that sun today leading to a high of 95 to 100. A few clouds will be developing through the day. Clear for the most part overnight, 70 to 75. But more sunshine tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to 95. Clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 70 to 75, and it's going to be sunny on Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, Texas coach Charlie Strong will be taking a bigger defensive role for the team. In Major League Baseball, the Astros beat the A's while the Rangers took down the Angels despite manager Jeff Banister's ejection from the game. And in the NFL, injuries plague the league in week two. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, our 713. I had this ready to go in the political segment. I decided I'd wait. You know, the big debate is coming up Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to reach, a certain number in the polls to be able to be on the stage, right?
Yep.
And what is it, like 15%?
15%.
Okay. Yep. So it's just going to be the two of them. But a story in the Wall Street Journal tells us about how the Federal Election Commission is, their job is to make sure that everybody who ends up being on the ballot is a qualified candidate.
Uh-huh.
And so last month they wrote a letter to God asking for bona fides. Well, there's somebody named God, calls themselves God,
mm-hmm.
who lives on Staten Island, and filed in March to run for president of the United States. Well, because the Federal Election Commission's charter requires that they treat all candidates seriously, they basically had to ask God's identity and ask why the candidate hadn't included all the information that they need to kind of get the ball rolling in their candidacy. Makes sense?
And right? An explanation?
Well, I don't know that we have one yet.
He's like, well, I'm God.
But then there's also, on the other side, the Federal Election Commission also had to write to the campaign of Satan, Lord of the Underworld, Prince of Darkness for a Brighter Future.
Who is located where?
College Station, Texas.
What? I heard about this morning.
Texas.
How did I miss this?
Yeah, you must have been out of the room when America's First News was on. Because I heard College Station, Texas. And I was like, what? And then I heard Satan. And I was like, oh, fantastic.
Yeah, well, so I pulled up the statement of candidacy.
Uh-huh.
Have it right here.
Do we have a phone number?
You know,
can we call Satan this morning?
We don't have a phone number, but we definitely have an address.
Hey. I mean,
we definitely have an address. It's over on Olympia Way, if you know where that is.
Okay.
That's over off Harvey Road near University Oaks Boulevard. Okay.
From what I know of Satan, I would say to maybe, steer clear of that area.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. So we got that going on. And, so College Station has made the news for the wrong reason this morning.
Yeah.
But
it could be worse.
It could. But to add a little more levity to it, there are 420 there are 420 candidates basically out there, hopefuls, if you will. We've had the Ghost of Christmas Present before. We've had Mickey Mouse. We've had Francis Underwood. Hey, House of Cards.
Nice.
Yeah, that could work out okay. It's easier actually to file for the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, than it is to create a Gmail account.
Wow.
According to an eighth grader from San Jose, California, who did such a thing. So anyhow, that's what they're having to do. Rocky Balboa got a letter from the FEC last month.
All right.
Doing that. And, of course, Captain Crunch has been on there, I think, really more than once.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If you'll remember, elections 2016 proliferation included Stephen Colbert for a little while. He talked about that, so...
What was Rocky Balboa's campaign slogan? Adrian, we did it?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. So, anyhow, there you go. It's College Station.
Put us on the map, Satan. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you doing that for us. Hey, look at here. For all you Porsche lovers who end up having to give up your Porsche because you have a family, now... they're rolling out a station wagon.
Nice.
A Porsche station wagon. The design will reportedly be a stretched-out version of their four-door model, the Panamera, and will be ready to be shown off at the upcoming Geneva Auto Show in March. Although Porsche makes an SUV, this will be the first time that it has ever made a wagon.
Wow, so pretty cool.
It is. That's
Jaguar came out with an SUV this year.
Oh, did
and
they?
I've seen it. Yeah, and it's definitely roomier, kind of family friendly.
Gotcha.
Sure.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Well,
I'm not sure how many of these station wagons Porsche is going to sell, because chances are, if you have children, especially enough to necessitate a station wagon,
right. You
probably can't afford a Porsche.
Got to say the buy-in on it is a little bit pricey. Yeah. That's probably right, but that's okay. That's there's going to be a market out there for it.
Oh, sure.
So you
sure.
may as well. Which then, of course, brings up the whole question, because I'm guessing that a Porsche runs on premium. Should you be putting, if your car regularly runs on regular, should you be putting premium in the tank? Well, here we go.
If your car is designed to run on regular gasoline, you might be tempted to treat it to the occasional tank of premium. But the American Automobile Association says you'd be wasting your money. Some drivers think that premium means better performance. But researchers have found that while it has higher octane, premium gas doesn't increase horsepower or fuel economy, decrease emissions, or clean engines any better than regular gas in cars that are designed to run on 87 octane. That's about 70% of the cars on the road in the U.S. AAA says in just the last year, more than 16 million drivers spent $2 billion on premium gas they didn't need.
Wow, there you go.
Huh.
What? They've got time to do that. I mean, I thought we had bigger problems, but, you know, if people want to put premium gas in their car, they feel good about it. But it doesn't run any cleaner.
It's not working.
Now you know.
I love it when it works out for me.
Yes. So there. Yeah. So a McDonald's in Paris does not sell burgers or fries.
Oh, yeah?
Just opened in Paris. It will serve only sandwiches, soup, and fancy French desserts.
Ugh, this is why I don't go to Paris.
Yeah, no burgers at a McDonald's, but it's in Paris, so why not? Makes perfect sense.
That doesn't seem like... it should be allowed.
No,
you're right.
That's like not selling a car at a car dealership.
Well, and again, they're certainly in foreign countries, they will have some
different items.
Yeah,
right.
That are going to be specific for the populace. But
come on, it's McDonald's.
Right?
It's what they do.
What is McDonald's without a quarter-pound cheeseburger?
It is
or
what?
A Royale with cheese over there.
A Big Mac.
Sure.
Come on.
All right. Here we go. It's a study that tells us the germiest jobs in America.
Yes.
The germiest jobs in America. Study shows that these office-based jobs host the most bacteria. So, again, not for the outdoors. These are office-based jobs. The study conducted by the University of Arizona showed that the average bacteria per square inch of workspace ranged from 17,800 down to 900, depending on who you were. 900, the number nine spot, is lawyers. Lawyers apparently are in a basically germ-free environment
okay.
when compared to these others. Number eight is a publicist. Number seven is a consultant. What is a consultant?
Yeah, exactly. Anything. Anything.
If you know something about something, you're a consultant.
Right.
All right. Number six is a television producer. Ooh, number five, germiest job, doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Number five, that's it?
Yeah. Mm. Number four, radio host.
There it is.
Yep.
I knew it was coming.
These microphones are disgusting.
Yeah, yep. They really are. We need to wash these things, everyone, the little things on the front of the microphone.
I mean, not necessarily these in general, but just, in general.
Yep. Well, and just the buttons. You're constantly touching the radio, the board and the keyboard and all sorts of stuff.
That's why we have the
it's very hands-on.
Yeah, we have the squirt stuff here, which, I don't know. If that what makes you want to feel better, then that's fine.
Because radio people aren't exactly known for their hygiene. Not either.
Yeah, number three makes sense. Bankers, I think maybe bank tellers.
Touching the money.
Well, that and you deal in paper a lot of the times.
Right.
I mean, you just have to deal in paper, whether it's the money or it's applications or information that you have to do. Number two is an accountant, probably for the same reason.
Yeah.
Number one, probably not surprising, the germiest job, teacher.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you got all those little sniffles out there. That's right. Make those kids put on some latex gloves. I don't want to get sick.
No.
Yeah. So again, and that's on the high end. That's $17,800 for teachers and $900 for lawyers.
Okay.
So, and of course, they tell you it's desks, it's computer keyboards, computer mice.
It's those snotty children.
Yeah.
On more than one level. All right, so tell you that to ask this then. Is it okay to hug at work? Coworkers, managers, employees, all that thing. USnews.com breaks it down for us and says basically work hugging is a lot like regular life hugging. If the person you want to hug ain't up to it, don't do it.
Correct.
Yeah. Do need to ask permission.
This just in, the sky is blue.
Yeah,
there are some people who need that reminder.
That's true.
Anyway, definitely do not hug people who you manage or otherwise have power over.
Mm.
By all means, greet them warmly, look happy to see them, and take a genuine interest when you ask how they're doing, but don't hug them.
Situation dictates, too, you don't just every day, hey, how's it going, give everybody a hug, But, like, if somebody's feeling bad, like, starting to cry or something, maybe,
And especially if you work at one of those really germy jobs, probably shouldn't be hugging on people.
Well, but see, now, you say that, but, there are little kiddos who need a hug from their teacher.
That's true.
And that's so teachers need to think about
it. And that's why they take the risk.
That's right. Yeah. All right, good news for Twitter users. For all you tweet people out there, we'll be talking about that in the next half hour.
Throw on your boots and round up the herd. Come celebrate 5 years of fun at the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo, October 21st through the 23rd. Enjoy great concerts by Steve Warner. You had some fun. Jason Nolan and the Stragglers, For a Season, The Emotions Band, and more. Watch the exciting nightly rodeos and take time to play in the huge carnival. Admission is only $12 for ages 13 and older, and ages 12 and under get in free. For discounted specials and everything Brazos Valley Fair, visit BrazosValleyFair.com.
Were you happy with your utility bill this summer? If not, well, of course, we're still in it, aren't we, after yesterday. If you weren't, then, there are some solutions for you, and Intercon specialists when it comes to doing what they can to make sure that your windows are energy efficient. Because think about how many windows you've got in your house, and, if they're not efficient, then you're cooling air and it's leaking out, or when it's cold outside, that air is coming in, and you're having to warm it over and over again. So why not get in touch with the folks at Intercon? Let them come out, kind of assess your situation. The great thing about Intercon is there's never any high pressure, and I mentioned that because there are people in the window business who use high-pressure tactics. That's not what they do at Intercon because they have a good product at a fair price, and they've been doing this for a long, long time. So give them a call at 823-3639. Let them come out and kind of assess your situation. Maybe just repair the windows that you have. Maybe you need to install new ones. Whatever it is, they'll give you the estimate. And then no high pressure. Don't forget they have solar screens, too, which is important in the summertime if you have maybe an outbuilding or something that the sun's kind of beating in there and makes it unbearable to work in there. that can make a big difference. Intercon, Homeowned Company, 823-3639.
Brunham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip-enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own four-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brunham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 726, the Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Temps are not going to be quite as hot. Heat index is definitely not going to be what it was yesterday, but look for a high today about 96, down to 94 on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, rain into the forecast at the high of 91. There'll be a 30% chance of rain Friday and Friday night, 40% on Saturday with a high of 90, and then 40% on Sunday with a high of about 87 degrees. Currently, we've got calm winds, 94% relative humidity, and it's 77 degrees out there.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Not. Registration for Central Sports Basketball and Cheerleading has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Basketball and Cheerleading is specially designed for boys and girls first through sixth grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Basketball and Cheerleading, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Last Saturday, a guy goes on a stabbing spree at a shopping mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, while shouting, "Allahu Akbar," 9 people injured. Meanwhile, a device explodes in Seaside Park, New Jersey. Later, 80 miles away in New York City, a bomb goes off. Almost 30 people hurt. An unexpected device found nearby turns out to be a pressure cooker bomb, the kind the terrorists used to kill and maim at the Boston Marathon. Now, the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio's first reaction is to say it's not terrorism. It was a deliberate act, but it wasn't terrorism. The drive-by media then turns their fury on Donald Trump for immediately stating the obvious, that it was a bomb. And it turns out it was, in fact, a bomb. The Minnesota attacker was killed by law enforcement and was later identified by his father as Dahir Adan from Somalia. After the stabbing attack, ISIS claimed the guy as one of their soldiers. At a press conference the next day, the FBI said they're investigating the multiple stabbings by an Islamic guy, making references to Allah, claimed by ISIS as a soldier, as a possible act of terrorism. They're not sure. They don't know what the motive could possibly be. Authorities in New York and New Jersey reported to be searching for a link between the incidents. The missing link, I can tell you, it's radical Islamic terrorism. What's so hard about this?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false, you can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. An opening on the Bryan School Board will be filled by someone appointed by the remainder of the governing body. At least three people have already expressed an interest. The deadline is October 17th to contact Board President Doug Wunnenberger. The District 2 position covers the same territory inside Bryan as the single-member district council member, plus suburban and rural residents extending to OSR between Highway 6 and Wheelock Hall Road. Last night's unanimous board vote followed an executive session lasting nearly 90 minutes on that issue and a review of the performance of Superintendent Tommy Wallace. Blinn College trustees will consider $1.6 million of projects on the Bryan campus at tonight's monthly meeting.
There's a $640,000 contract for design and construction services to clear out Briar Creek and campus ponds. The ponds, which were built 21 years ago, have filled with sediment and have contributed to residential flooding downstream from the campus. That's resulted in public comments to the Bryan City Council and two letters from the city to the college. If the contract's approved, the design could be ready to take construction bids next February. Another contract for almost $666,000 would modify the Bryan campus's north access, which right now allows only southbound traffic on Villa Maria to make a right turn into the campus. The project, if approved, would allow traffic leaving the campus to make a right turn back on Villa Maria and prepare for a future left turn exit. A third contract for more than $327,000 is for new landscaping. That and the intersection improvement, if approved, could start as early as next month and be finished next February. Trustees are also scheduled to take the next step towards Blinn's first academic building on Texas A&M's Rellis campus by naming a construction manager for the $30 million project. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At this week's College Station City Council meeting, the new budget will be discussed for the third time, and both rate increases and impact fees are on the agenda. Water Services Director Dave Coleman on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says a need to expand both wastewater treatment plants is one reason for his proposed 8% fee increase.
We've got a very large expansion of capacity at the Lick Creek plant that's planned. We're going to transfer sewage from the Carter's Creek plant down to it. And all of that adds up, as the mayor said, to a very large capital program that, we believe should be partially funded with impact fees.
Coleman says the one-time impact fee of $3,500 on new connections will help keep rate increases for all customers as low as possible. Mayor Nancy Berry says there has been little pushback from citizens.
Most of the citizens that understand the impact fees are in favor of them. What it does is it keeps down the rate increases for everyone else. The water and wastewater is in an enterprise fund, which means that it doesn't get general ad valorem taxes or sales tax dollars to pay for it. It has to pay for itself.
Barry says they would take a year to impose the new impact fee, and it would most likely be paid by the homeowner. An arrest is made in the murder of a Texas A&M student at a College Station apartment complex this weekend. College Station Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says officers responded to the Scandia Apartments on Anderson after they received a tip.
They found a open door at an apartment. They went inside and found the body of Mary Carmen Quidos Octaviano there.
According to the report, the person who called in the tip said the victim's boyfriend, 22-year-old Victor Garcia Loyo, had called him and said an unknown male entered the apartment on Friday night, shooting at both of them. Garcia Loyo said he had been shot in the hand and fled the scene without calling police for fear he would get in trouble. Police made contact with Garcia Loyo on the phone, and he said he was on his way back to College Station from Bastrop, where he went to get treatment for his injuries, but he never returned. Sunday morning, cell phone tower pings provided a location for him in Fort Worth, where local police found him with a backpack containing Mary Carmen's driver's license, a handgun, and ammunition matching what was found at the crime scene. During an interview, Garcia Loyo confessed to shooting the victim multiple times after they got into an argument. Texas A&M University police are asking for your help in locating two suspects involved in the theft of parking permits. Last month, an investigator discovered A&M parking permits for sale on Craigslist. The individuals were contacted and identified as Bryan residents Amanda Gallegos and Tiffany M. Taylor. Anyone with information about their whereabouts is asked to contact UPD. Yet another court victory for the Department of Justice in their fight against Texas's voter ID law. Federal lawyers complained that the state was misleading voters and poll workers about voting procedures and who is eligible to cast a ballot. This week, a federal judge agreed. Danielle Lang is with the Campaign Legal Center.
The state, after the fact, changed its own negotiated language to be far more confusing and onerous on the voters.
Texas will now have to change their training, their website, and all the posters that go up at polling sites explaining the voting procedure if you don't have an ID. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jennifer Fredericks with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. The internet is a great place to start your home buying or selling experience, but every market is different and sales prices are not public in Texas. Because of this, the most accurate information will come from a local professional. Call me at 777-4299 or look me up on the web at jenniferfredericks.com. I'd love to guide you through the process of buying or selling a home in our market. jenniferfredericks.com. I work where you live.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
Morning, 7:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure remains stalled over the central United States. The sunshine and the warm weather continue into the end of the work week. All that sun today leading to a high of 95 to 100. A few clouds will be developing through the day. Clear for the most part overnight, 70 to 75. And more sunshine tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to 95. Clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 70 to 75, and it's going to be sunny on Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor takes a look at your Aggie football report. Also, Charlie Strong will be taking a bigger defensive role for Texas. In the MLB, the Astros beat the A's with a come-from-behind win, while the Rangers bested the Angels, even though Jeff Bannister was ejected from the game. And in the NFL, tons of injuries in Week 2. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
740. Twitter just got a little easier to use starting yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Pictures, videos, other uploaded media, and quote tweets will not count toward the 140-character limit. Rumors of the change first reported back in May. Those reports initially said that links would also be excluded from the character count, but Popular Science says, as of now, that they still count. So, there you are.
It's like they're slowly becoming Facebook.
Oh, God, no.
Now, and by the way, we'll have a story a little later. Google's got some new product they're going to roll out. Some new product. Because Google's not getting enough of our money.
Right.
You know, we need to do more than, you know, anything that we can do to help Google to make more money. Or Alphabet, I guess.
Another thing we can buy from Google.
I think that'd be a wonderful thing. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30.
Not literally guys, because
I
turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, the treadmill
working on her
kind
fitness.
Of stuff.
Sure.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and the girl.
When they were talking before 6.
I know.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I'm
we talk a lot.
Maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Well, Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays.
Every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW. But
we appreciate
don't worry about
that.
Calling me back. Okay. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
stuff.
That's not that pressing. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Nothing we talk about is pressing.
No. Here, this is one for you. Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. I don't know how old she is, but this is a good tempo for her.
Yeah.
On the elliptical, right?
It's a walking pace.
Get that heartbeat up.
Yeah. So this was in a movie, right? Wreck-It Ralph? Yeah. This is Owl City.
I've heard of Owl City. I don't know if I've ever heard of this song.
Yeah.
But that's because I don't watch animated movies.
I understand,
Good song, though.
It is. It's got a, There. All right.
Good to elliptical, too.
Yeah, positive sounding song.
Oh, yeah, no, everything that Owl City does is pretty much.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's
all
fun.
Right. So there.
There we go.
There you go, lady.
Now, feel better? I hope so.
I feel better.
Good. Now, how many times have we talked about cell phones are dangerous? Right?
A lot. Especially with the Samsung Note.
Dangerous for a whole new reason. Now, this does not necessarily address the problem that the Samsung is having, but the whole idea of smartphones dominating our lives, it does. With the average U.S. American spending 4.7 hours a day on a smartphone, or nearly half of us claiming that we, quote, can't live without our devices, they've come up with a thing called Distractagon. Distractagon.
Sounds like a transformer.
It does.
Right? Yeah.
It does sound like a transformer. Basically, it's a timeout for you. It's a timeout solution. Here it is. To use it, you open the lid and you place up to 4 smartphones inside. You close it and set the number of hours or minutes.
Wow. Yeah.
That you can is and it's basically
hours?
A digital timeout.
Hours.
I'm trembling as
hours.
I say it.
Well, you got to sleep at some time, right?
And the box will not open, on its own until the time expires. I figured that a chisel and a hammer would probably work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, they've got a prototype.
Or a Samsung Note.
Yeah, that too. That could open itself. It's they got a prototype out there, and they've got a Kickstarter going. But they would need $44,000, and they've only got $3,800. But, I mean, basically, there you go. It's a lock box for your cell phone with a timer on it.
I mean, don't they already have timed safes?
Like... Yeah. Yeah, they do. But yeah. I'm just, that's, and... but does it make you feel good? Would you be able to do that? Could you take your phone and just put it over there? And then do you leave it on so that you can hear it, you know, vibrating?
Until you have an emergency and you need to call 911 and your lockbox won't open.
Hello?
Yeah, just give me my sledgehammer gone.
Yeah, that would be an answer for the distractagon.
Yeah.
I don't
know. You just practice a little self-control.
Right?
If
save yourself a few bucks.
If you need to get a timed box to stay off of your phone for a certain period of time,
you've got other issues.
You got bigger problems.
Yeah. But you walk into work today and you're feeling good because you put your phone down and you didn't pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're that guy. You can do that.
Guess what I did today?
Yeah, hey, I can see
like families wanting to use something like that at dinner time or during family time. But again, if you're a parent, you have the control. Just take it and put it in a box.
Yeah.
Mom, don't be so mean to me.
Yeah.
All right, so do we go with the Google phone or do we go with the new product from Pizza Hut?
Ooh, Pizza Hut.
All right, okay. Another day, another marriage between two deliciously wonderful things. This time, Pizza Hut catering to those lactose lovers with grilled cheese stuffed pizza crust.
Oh, yeah.
Features cheddar and mozzarella baked right inside the crust. It's available now.
So it's different than stuffed crust?
Oh, yeah, because it's got the cheddar cheese in it.
Oh, and
yeah.
It's grilled cheese.
So now you get a chance to do that.
I'm going
to
diet
speed up
Scotch.
The heart attack.
Yeah. Because you got, I mean, then that means every bite you have will have some sort of cheese on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, cheese makes everything better.
Oh, of course.
$12.99.
Yep, there you go.
I mean, except your arteries. But.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
$12.99 for $13 for a piece. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, I don't buy pizzas a lot, but I don't know. It seems like a lot of money. Grilled cheese pizza.
Mm.
And, you know, but the thing is, how does that do the next morning? You know?
Yeah. Because it might be one of those you have to eat it all in one sitting, which I don't have a problem with doing. So. wait, the next morning? What?
Well, that's it.
I don't even understand that question.
That's okay. No, it does. Okay.
Nah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that warm is okay. But once it kind of coagulates inside
there,
we're talking
not as
nasty.
Tasty.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Marriage can challenge the strongest of couples. The question is, when serious conflict damages your relationship, do you dig a moat or build a bridge? Digging a moat is a common reaction when your marriage is suffering. It's like an emotional trench around your heart, so deep and wide that your spouse can never cross it. When you're buried in heartache, digging a moat is an understandable response, but in the long run, it'll only keep you stuck in your pain. To break free, build a bridge to your spouse by finding ways to connect with each other. You don't have to let your heartache have the final say over your life and marriage. Rebuild what's been broken. That's not easy to do, but few things worth having really are. The key is all in how you go about doing it. Your relationship won't magically fix itself overnight. Healing can come, but it happens one date night, one conversation, maybe one kiss at a time. Disconnecting from one another probably took some time, and so will reconnecting. Put the kids to bed early so you and your spouse can have some time together, or meet your spouse for lunch occasionally. It may seem like ordinary moments like these won't get you anywhere, but they're exactly the kind of small steps that can slowly bring your relationship back together. So if conflict has damaged your marriage relationship, remember this. Don't dig a moat. Build a bridge instead. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000, and all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-96-STEEL. Call 866-96-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-967-8335.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Well, the Aggies continue SEC play against Arkansas this weekend, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Following Texas A&M's 29-16 victory over Auburn on Saturday, four Aggie players have racked up weekly honors. Senior safety Justin Evans was tabbed SEC Defensive Player of the Week after posting a game-high 12 tackles. Running back Travion Williams was named SEC Freshman of the Week after logging his first career 100-yard rushing game with 127 yards on just eight carries. Quarterback Trevor Knight was one of the Davy O'Brien Award Great Eight weekly honorees after accounting for 289 total yards, 247 of them through the air and 42 on the ground.
You know, it was one of those question mark games for our team coming into the season, not picked very high. All these question marks about who are we going to be, what's our identity, and, first SEC matchup, how are they going to perform, and came on the road to a team that I think has one of the top defenses in the country right now, held number two Clemson to minimal yards and minimal points, and we played really well.
Night after Saturday's win. Now, let's not forget about place kicker Daniel LaCamera. He received Star of the Week honors by the Lou Groza Award after kicking five field goals. The Aggies, of course, are now 3-0 on the season, and they jump up seven spots to number 10 in this week's AP poll. Alabama remains number one, followed by Ohio State, Louisville, and Michigan. Houston remains the highest-ranked Lone Star team at 6, followed by the Aggies at 10, Baylor at 16, and Texas at 21. If you'd like to check out the full top 25, you can go to WTAW.com. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. And don't forget, you can catch the Sumlin Show on News Talk 1620 WTAW at 7 o'clock tonight. Speaking of Arkansas, quarterback Austin Allen has quickly put any first-year concerns to rest after his first three games as the starter, but he'll face his most difficult test yet when the number 17 Razorbacks take on the number 10 Aggies at AT&T Stadium near Dallas this weekend. Allen entered the season having attempted only 19 passes in his career, but after 3 weeks, he leads the Southeastern Conference quarterbacks in passing efficiency just ahead of Mississippi quarterback Chad Kelly. Elsewhere in college football, Texas coach Charlie Strong says he'll take a bigger role shaping his battered defense and that all of his coaches, quote, will be evaluated after giving up 50 points in a loss at California over the weekend. Strong backed away from suggestions, however, that he'll take over game day defensive calls from coordinator Vance Bedford, a close friend who's worked with Strong for years. Number 21 Texas is off until starting Big 12 play October 1st at Oklahoma State. In Major League Baseball,
Mattson delivers, and that's grounded past Mattson and in the center for a base hit. Altuve scores. Correa around third and coming home. The throw to the plate on a hop, not nearly in time. Correa scores. It's a two-run single for Marwin Gonzalez.
Marwin Gonzalez's two-run single in the ninth inning gave the Houston Astros a come-from-behind 4-2 win over the Oakland Athletics last night. One-time Oakland reliever Luke Gregerson got the win in relief against his former team. Game two with the Athletics is tonight in Oakland at 9:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
Desmond swings, lines one to right field. It's a base hit. Elvis around third. He's being waved in. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's way wide. The Rangers win. Elvis dives across the plate as the throw goes way up the third baseline.
The Texas Rangers' magic number to clinch the AL West is down to 3 after the Rangers rallied to a 3-2 win over the Los Angeles Angels last night. Ian Desmond's RBI single in the 9th brought home Elvis Andrews to win the game. Andrews also homered earlier in the game, with Sam Dyson getting the win. Manager Jeff Banister was ejected during last night's game during a challenge on a play that became a ground rule double after Yunel Escobar was thrown out trying to turn the hit into a triple. Game 2 with the Angels is tonight in Arlington at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in the NFL, the Chicago Bears finished last night's 29-14 loss to Philadelphia without quarterback Jay Cutler because of a right thumb injury. Injuries have been the name of the game in Week 2 of the NFL, as the Minnesota Vikings lost Adrian Peterson to a torn meniscus in his right knee. Meanwhile, the Browns are down to third-string quarterback Cody Kessler and veteran backup Charlie Whitehurst now that Josh McCown is out indefinitely after spraining a left shoulder during Sunday's loss to Baltimore. Chargers running back Danny Woodhead is done for the year after tearing the ACL in his right knee. Meanwhile, Broncos linebacker DeMarcus Ware will have surgery for a broken arm on Tuesday and will miss 4 or 5 weeks. And that's Look at Your Sports Update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to own the workday and hit the outdoors. Come check out their selection of John Deere Gator utility vehicles and get 0% financing for 60 months on select models. They're hardworking, easy to use, and have a four-wheel independent suspension that provides an excellent ride and handling. Whatever you need, Sioux Falls Prater will help you find the right gator for your home, farm, or worksite. See our current inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends 10/28/16, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with the amazing Kreskin. I'm sorry, Jen Zweiker from Zweiker Associates. I call you that, though, because you predicted something that's actually going on in the market right now. The wobble we were talking about.
The wobble. Oh, no, we're going to have that horrible song stuck in our head again. But we are continuing to see that trend where we first started talking about this at the first part of this year, started seeing this trend in September and October of last year, where we have a few months where total number of sales is down a little bit over previous years. And we're continuing to see listings up over previous years in most months, not all months. And so I think we're moving towards a more balanced market.
Balance is good.
Again, I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not a magician. I don't know for sure. But we're continuing to see trends. For example, you know, sales were down quite a bit in July and then up in August over the previous few years. And so there's that wobble for you.
Jen and the team at Zweiker & Associates have all the knowledge you need. Get in touch with them, zarealestate.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just a couple of minutes till. All right, so in a couple of weeks, we'll get the first official look at Google's renamed flagship phone. So there'll be all sorts of pictures out there, or leaks or whatever. Latest one from the Android police. They have apparently shown a Pixel and a Pixel XL, and they do pretty much look just like the HTC phones.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens. October the 4th is when they are planning a media event to roll that puppy out, so you'll be able to see it and make your own decision as to whether or not you want to do that.
Give Google more of your money.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. Well, nothing like mentioning a person who has passed away and putting the wrong person's picture up.
Yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus made a splash at the Emmys with her speech that she mentioned her late father, William Louis-Dreyfus, who had passed away 2 days earlier at the age of 84. So immediately people post pictures of Richard Dreyfus, the actor. Yeah. Aside from that, aside from almost having the same last name, it's not the same guy.
Yeah.
And he's
guy.
Not 84.
Yeah.